That was excellent. Thank you. We're just going to take a little space here to rove around the audience. We just want to see if anyone's had a positive experience through small group. Let's hear it from you. Let's share.
Yeah, this is your personal experience, not necessarily a parish experience where you've tried it or something, but back
we
there?
Have an emphatic yes.
In the center section?
There. I've had it, yes.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hurd, and I had an experience way back with Renew Small Groups. I'm a mother of six children, and I got involved with a small group, and I was pregnant with my fifth child, and this group threw me a baby shower, and I was so touched by that, because by the time you get to your fifth child, you have things, but they're pretty well worn, and I cannot tell you how touched I was that this group thought that much of me to throw me a baby shower for the fifth child. So that to me not only made me feel welcome, but it made me feel loved, and it made my faith increase by the love that these people showered upon me at the baby shower. How about that? It's kind of a play on words. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I've had many experiences with small group. I wanted to share two. One was many years ago when I was in a small group. It was a scripture sharing group. And what we did is we got together every week and we brought our little New Testaments with us, the kind that Pope Francis is inviting all of us to carry around with us now. And we would each share one little passage of something that we had read in scripture that week that had touched us. And we would find, through doing that, it wasn't like a whole chapter, it would be a verse or two verses. And as we shared that with one another, we really experienced the Lord speaking to our hearts and transforming and changing our lives. So it was a very simple gathering of one another with a very simple goal to share scripture and to share small amounts of scripture. We weren't scholars. We hadn't taken any courses in scripture. It had just come alive for us, and we could hardly read it enough. We could hardly get enough of it. So that was one really positive experience, wonderful experience of small groups. And again, growing these relationships, I still have these relationships with these women 40 years later. They're still friends of mine, and we rejoice when we see each other. Another one was a deeper experience of small group, and it was when I first began living my life as a sister, consecrated life in our community. We had sharing. And we would get together for sharing once a week. We would have small group sharing, and this was more personal life sharing, sharing your life. And my experience of sharing in that group was coming to just a far more profound understanding of God's love for me. And it was God's love for me expressed through my sisters. Because I would go and I would share what was going on with my life, and there was always something major going on at that time in my life. And I would think that when I had shared this one thing that was going on in my life, whatever it was, that was going to be the time when they said, "We don't think this is for you." But what I experienced instead of that was I experienced love and acceptance and understanding and hope and vision and God's love being just poured out on me through my sisters time and again, drawing me ever more deeply to Himself and to our life together. So those are just two wonderful experiences that I can share of very, very many.
Thank you. Thank you, sister.
Thank
you. One of the things I got from that is a small group can have a season, right?
Yeah. Conclusion, small groups lead to consecrated life.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, okay. Actually, you know, we want to pull a man. We want to hear a man's perspective on this. Any guys willing to, here we go. We got men all over the place ready to, hold on, whoever gets to him first. He's a man's man, I can see by his haircut.
My experience in small groups, I don't work for my parish, I'm a cantor for the parish. And my experience in small groups, we just recently formed a small group in our parish. And before my small group experience, I kind of felt like I was just in the desert all the time. Because it felt so alone and lonely because I was on fire for my faith. And everyone I tried to share my faith with just kind of threw a bucket of water on me, it seemed like. But when I came together in the small groups, we started sharing with each other what we were going through and our experiences with each other. And really, I started forming for the first time real true bonds, because I'm a convert to the Catholic faith. I started forming real true bonds to people in my faith community. And we've been doing it maybe 8 months now. And it's really transformed my experience, because now I feel like I have like this foundation, this group that I can come off of and feel comfortable talking with other people about my faith, because I've talked with them about it. And so that's my experience with it. It's been integral in my growth and my spirituality. So,
fantastic. All right. Thank you. Back to Claudia and Ileana.
Okay, here we go.